Down in New Orleans, it's Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, is the raucous end to the pre-Lenten carnival season. The celebration is usually marked with outlandish costumes, parades, plenty of partying, but the city is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Katrina's impact. We like to keep tabs on how that's going, so today we want to hear from Armand Olivier, owner of Olivier's Creole Restaurant in the French Quarter. He's with us now. How are you?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Somewhere between fantastic and marvelous.
Well, that's excellent. Do you mind if I ask, what did you do when Katrina hit?
Oh, what did I do? I actually celebrated, my wife and I, because we knew the storm had missed us.
Oh.
Yeah, we hugged, and we were in Tyler, Texas, in a hotel.
And you knew your business was in pretty good shape, or your at least the structure was in pretty good shape.
We had weathered this type of weather many, many times, and we knew the storm had hit to the right of us, the Gulf Coast, and the city had really missed the brunt of the storm. So we were celebrating.
How long did it take you to come on back?
It took me. Actually, I flew in. September, just to check things out. When the first plane started coming into the airport, I made it from Silver Spring to New Orleans. We left Tyler, Texas, and went and drove up after the waters. We quit celebrating pretty swiftly after we saw the water was rising.
Yeah.
And then we had to make it up to Silver Spring, Maryland. And we stayed there for 4 months before we reopened. But I flew back in the minute the airport opened, and just to check the business out and the city out. And it was like devastated.
Yeah.
The city, the whole city was not necessarily the French Quarter where we in the business district where my restaurant is was basically untouched.
Mm-hmm.
By water or wind damage, and we're back up and running and ready for America.
How is business?
Business is like slowly increasing, but we find people sort of either don't know we're back up and running or they're hesitant to come down for some reason or another. And we need to invite everybody down because what we need is not necessarily the government aid, but we need to do what we do best, put smiles on people's faces and have them come on down. And if they're planning on going someplace and doing something with their groups or as individuals, come down to New Orleans and spend some money with us so we can pull ourselves out of this rut we're in.
I understand.
We're ready for you,
okay.
America. Come on, to New Orleans and specifically Olivier's Creole Restaurant in the French Quarter.
And if I come down there, what you going to feed me?
Oh, we'll put some Creole rabbit with oyster dressing and a few carrots for the rabbit on your plate. Yeah, that's our signature. One of our signature dishes. We also known for our three gumbos.
Three gumbos. See, now you're showing off. You're just showing off now.
Well, that's what we do best. We show off, and we put smiles on people's faces.
Okay. Do you have any special plans for this Mardi Gras?
Oh, well, My plans are to make sure my wife sees the Zulu parade, and then she's pacified. and then I go out and photograph the Mardi Gras Indians in the neighborhoods. They don't leave the neighborhood, so you have to go after them. Hopefully, there'll be enough of them out there to photograph this year. They're coming back kind of slow because the neighborhoods are coming back slow.
Yes, I understand you're closed tomorrow. Is that true?
Oh yeah, we closed today. First time in history we've in almost 30 years we've closed on Mardi Gras Day.
Why is that?
Actually, lack of participation. There's lots and lots of folk down in the French Quarter area, but they don't take time to dine. we're a dining establishment, and the people on the run, on the move, they go for the pizza in the hand and the hot dog in the hand and the drink in the other hand, and they're just having a good time.
They're just good to go, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
okay, yeah. But you'll be back open later in the week.
One more question.
Well, and tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, the start of the solemn Lenten season. You giving anything up for Lent this year?
The same thing I give up every year. I give up lying about giving things up.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Armand Olivier is the owner of Olivier's Creole Restaurant in the French Quarter, where he has three gumboats. Mr. Olivier, happy Mardi Gras. Thanks for speaking with us.
Same to you, dear, and thank you for having me.